Well, the two-year-old Magic Millions picture may become a little clearer today with the running of one of the traditional lead-ups, the Wyong Magic Millions, and punters have got it down to a pretty thin race, and one of the major hopes is Space Boy. We spoke to Gary Portelli before his racetrack debut. He was bullish on that occasion, but he may have knocked into a superstar behind Tassord. He finished second. Gary joins us now. How are you, Gary?
Good, mate. How are you?
Very well. How did Space Boy come out of that debut run?
Yeah, pretty good, mate. He jarred up a little bit. The track was pretty firm. So we just had a few easy days to get through it. A bit of swimming, and he's come good again. And, tightened up a lot. I actually thought watching him parade that day that he didn't look as fit as the other colts in the race. I thought that they'd had the two trials, and they'd also had a trip away to Canterbury to trial. And they just looked a little bit tighter than mine, and I thought, but I was worried about the last 100, and I was right. That's where the good colt got away.
So what did you take out of that debut? Were you a little disappointed, or do you think that's his mark?
No, look, I wasn't disappointed because, as I said before the race, I was concerned about his fitness levels. He just looked too, he's quite a heavy colt, and he just looked a bit too pretty. He'd only had one trial, which is an easy trial, won by six, but just a real good doing horse that had put on too much weight between the trial and the run. As I said, I was a bit concerned about the last 100, and he was in for the fight to the 200-metre mark, and then at the last 100 we got really tired, and we did a good job probably to hold off the third and fourth horses. They've got wraps on them.
Yeah.
But I reckon just looking at him since then, he's a different horse now. He's tighten up nicely, and we'll see what we've got today.
Draw nicely in gate two, so straight to the front. Is that the plan?
No, definitely not, mate. No, we've been working on his ability to relax and accelerate when wanted, when asked, and that's working beautifully at track work. So, you know, when you've got Gabe Waterhouse, you've got to run on a race, mate. You're usually pretty guaranteed you've got the leader already, so that no doubt they'll be kicking forward, along with the other horse in the Aquas, in the Aquas colours, down the bottom, Gary Morris. Yeah, it's rolled forward. So there's probably two leaders. We'll just take a sit-in behind them, and I'd say Gaze will take us a long way. Hopefully we can, you know, it was just $1.70 favourite. We've got to try and run it down, but I'd imagine that's the way the race should play out. But at this stage, things have already changed with McDonald's sick and having to change jockeys to Tim Clark, so anything can happen.
So Tim Clark takes a ride.
That's right. Yep.
I wasn't aware James was sick, so that's a big jockey change. So Tim Clark jumps on Space Boys back today. Well, good luck, Gaz. You confident?
Yeah, I am. I think I've got the right horse for the day. Like what we saw work last week as his, you know, his final gallop, mate, he's well above average, this colt. So I just hard to know what you're up against. You know, I think David Hayes' horse looks pretty good as well. So.
Mm.
It's hard to be confident when the opposition's as strong as what it is, but I reckon he's nice enough for us to stretch these two.
All right. Well, good luck today, Gary.
Thanks very much.